Good morning, good morning, good morning. From the West Coast, it's Chinu, and this is Artist Motivational Monday, where we come to you to jumpstart your week and hopefully give you some thoughts to consider as you are starting out on your creative journey. I greet you from very hot and smoky West Coast, California. Yes, 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 we have fires. Okay, fire started on Friday. Okay, and there were four fires total. Three, as of yesterday, were pretty much contained. One was not so much contained. Air quality was a lot better yesterday than it was the day before, which was Saturday. Saturday, air quality was terrible. Temperatures have been in the triple digits. So we have the heat from the temperatures. We have the poor air quality from the fires, and summer is definitely here. We are in fire season. Summer is here. All in all, we had a great weekend though. Hope you did the same thing. Hope you did everything that you wanted to do while still being safe out there. So today on Artist Motivational Monday, we are going to consider the thought, how are you communicating your desire? How are you communicating your desire? What does that mean? Well, we basically learn to speak our desires. However, most of the time, we are speaking what we don't want. We're not speaking what we want. We're speaking what we don't want, which means in turn, we end up getting what we really don't want because we haven't learned the scenario. We haven't learned the language to speak. So I'm going to give you four things to consider. I'll give you four things to consider this week while you're on your creative journey. The first one is learn to speak love, affection, and kindness of yourself and to yourself. So don't speak negatively about yourself. Don't put that out in the atmosphere. Okay? Love to speak love and affection and kindness to you. Be kind to you. Okay. Number two is be conscious of the words you use and the vibration those words broadcast into the world. So if you're on like this financial journey and you're saying, oh, things cost too much, oh, I don't ever have enough, yada, yada, yada. You get the picture, okay? You're putting negative words and negative vibration, very low vibration out there. And what are you going to get in return? You're going to get that back in return, okay? So learn to speak love and kindness over whatever it is that you desire, okay? Tell the truth to create inner calm. This is number three. Tell the truth to create inner calm. Because remember, you're going to always be dealing with your ego. Always. Your body speaks the truth. Your spirit speaks the truth at all times. Your ego always gives you a gray area. It's always going to give you a gray area. So learn to tell the truth according to spirit to create inner calm. Number four is pay attention to your inner truth. It takes courage to speak your truth because it may be risky, but abandoning your truth is risky too. So when you abandon your truth to, say, fit in with what everybody else is doing, in other words, you come off of your square, to fit in with what everybody else is doing out there. You are abandoning what you know to be true. You are abandoning your inner peace. You are abandoning your inner truth to fit in. Okay? That is risky. That is risky. Because the main goal is for you to stand on your square in life. Know who you are and don't get off course. That's your main objective from day to day. When you wake up every single day, you wake up with the mindset to stand on your square in life, to know who you are, and to not get off course, regardless of what's going on around you. You're being laser focused when you do that. And that is how you are going to communicate your desires, just by that principle, because you're standing on your square in life. You're standing on the truth you know to be true, okay? That's my dog in the background. He always decides he's going to move around when I hit that play button, okay? When I hit that record button, he always shakes. Always shakes. I don't understand that. So you pay attention to your inner truth. It takes courage to speak your truth because it may be risky. Because it is a higher vibration than the world expects for you to be on. The world is low vibration. It is very low vibration. And you will notice that once your vibration gets higher, you will notice that the world operates on a low vibration because it operates on fear. It operates on control. It operates on not having enough. It operates on always someone taking from you. That's how it operates. Okay? That is a low vibration. That is a low vibration. And it will always have you thinking there's not enough. But if you stand on your square in life and you know who you are and you don't get off course, that low vibration is not going to be a part of your life because, number one, you're going to know within yourself that there is enough, okay? There is enough. And that what you're doing is being of service to the world and the greater good of humanity and not just for you. And that's very important. So as you are starting out this Artist Motivational Monday week, ask yourself the question as you go through your day, how am I communicating my desire? How am I communicating my desire? So have a great day, guys, and have a terrific week. If you are new to my podcast, I do welcome you. Don't let this be the last time you come through. We are here on Mondays. Come hang out with me. I don't keep you long, I promise. If you are new, do me a favor, like, share, and follow the podcast so that you will know when we put up a new episode. Also, there's a link tree in the profile that takes you to all the places that we are on social media. Like, share, and follow any of those platforms so that you can know what we're doing off of the platform as well. So, as I said, have a great day. If you are in California, stay cool, stay hydrated. Watch your pets, keep them cool, keep them hydrated. It's going to be another hot day for us, but we're going to do okay with it. We are going to do okay with it. And they are getting the fires under control where I am, at least, and I'm grateful for that. So, have a terrific rest of your day, guys. Have a terrific week, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.